Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the second guest show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike Detillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Big John.
Hey, Big John, what you got?
Hey, today's a day of mourning as we put to rest the 2022 season of the New Orleans Saints. You know, I probably told you two and the rest of the listeners ad nauseum that I really do love my history. And I've also been saying now for a few months since the great expectations that were the Saints' 2022 season soon became nothing more than phantom shadows designed to tickle our hopes only to have them dashed on the rocks of poor coaching, poor playing, poor leadership. And all of that came to a very predictable conclusion last night in Tampa. I was not surprised at all by what happened. And each and every call made after Mark Ingram put himself before the team was completely predictable, given all that I have seen this year. This coaching bit spit the bit plain and simple. Spit the bit plain and simple, and shows that they really don't need to be back next year. Now, I'm going to say this again also to the members of the Who Dat Nation who've been lighting up social media and other message boards with, last Monday night was the lowest point the Saints have ever reached.
Well, no way.
First of all, welcome to the world that many of us Saints fans had once inhabited but thought was a part of the past and long buried when Sean Payton and Drew Brees came here. And second of all, you have no earthly idea what the lowest point is for a Saints fan if you think last night was the lowest point for this franchise. Now, Bobby, I'm going to challenge you a little bit if you don't mind. And
go
this
ahead.
Is all in friendliness, okay?
I don't care. You don't have to be friendly, Big John.
You don't have to be friendly. When it means good,
yeah.
Either way.
You know what? I know Bobby well enough to know that he takes it well, even if I wasn't, but I'm going to keep it friendly. You declared the Who Dat Nation founded on the evening of December the 10th, 2006, when we destroyed the Cowgirls 42-17 on national television.
And you know what? It's going to be 16 years come this Saturday because December the 10th is Saturday. I even wore my Who Dat Nation founding father Who Dat Nation. I even wore that shirt for the game, and it didn't bring no damn luck. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Time to wash it. Put it in the washer.
I'm in the back of the closet right
back,
now.
It's in the back of the closet.
Yeah.
Or the furnace, maybe. Look, that game was the last group of fans joining the Saints bandwagon. Or you better yet, that was the last stone in the foundation. Because those are the fans that don't remember or were not even alive when the first stones of the Who Dat Nation were laid down. And most of those stones are made from heartache and disappointment. And they have dates on them like September the 16th, 1973, when we lost to the Falcons 62-7 at Tulane Stadium. Or December the 11th, 1977, when we helped the Buccaneers get their first ever victory in the NFL in the Superdome. Or November the 26th, 1978, when Grover Clemmer decided to give the Falcons a playoff spot over the Saints. Or the entire 1980 season, or Bump Phillips and the Prevent You From Winning defense on December the 18th, 1983, the debacle in Dallas on October the 21st, 1984, Cleveland putting Mike Ditka on the turf on Halloween in 1999, and Jake Delhomme standing on the sidelines watching Aaron Brooks unable to throw a ball more than 10 yards on December 29, 2002. And I've just named a few of the things that have had us Houdat fans tearing hair out of our heads more than a few times. But we're not unique. Remember something. We're not unique in this sort of thing. All you got to do is ask the fans in Cleveland or any Pittsburgh fan alive before Chuck Knoll arrived in 1969.
Detroit, how about the Lions fans?
The Lions.
Yeah, you got to go back to 1958 with Bobby Lane.
Or the Bucks Night before Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won a few games, certainly with Doug Williams. And, man, they had a nice run with Tony Dungy and Gruden for a little while. But, boy, they were in the desert, too.
Oh, well, many teams have been in the desert.
Well, you know, Big John, you bring up Coach Ditka and that Browns game. Yeah, you know, that game I was put, you know, they drove around me and my kids around the stadium because I was put in the Saints Hall of Fame.
I was
and
there.
And I never forget, I think the Houdat Nation, we would like to see maybe Coach Allen show some of that emotion. When you're so distraught, remember, you like he just fell on the turf.
He fell face forward.
Yeah, he was just, and it was like, oh, but what just happened? Tim Couch, the Hail Mary, of course. We don't win that game.
You know,
so, no.
You want to talk about emotion. Yeah. Let me interrupt you. You want to talk about emotion. And I texted you last night on this at halftime. Andy Dalton's going around telling everybody congratulations, great job at the end of the half. I would never have been doing that after what I saw in the first half. The drop passes and the missed opportunities. I'd have had a stone-cold face walking off the field. And I'd have gone in the locker room. And if I'm Andy Dalton, I'm putting my face at the nose of Jarvis Landry and the other wide receivers and saying, hey, we got a chance here to do something. And you all are dropping the ball. I'm playing my heart out. Why aren't you playing your heart out? Okay?
But it's a different world, Big John.
It's
a totally different world. You can do that every once in a while, but in today's world, man, you can't get in somebody's face and do it.
People don't like when I say this, and he's a number one draft pick. Chris Olave is not a great receiver.
He's a good one.
He's a good to very good. He drops too many balls. When has he made truly an unbelievable contested catch? No, he does not make like oh, wow, that is unbelievable. And I see a number of times, and he's not a big guy. More he's Brandon Cooks like. Brandon Cooks had a number of 1,000-yard receiving seasons. We drafted him in the first round. They look sometimes for a place to fall down. You know what I mean? Like an under route, like they ain't getting no yak. Maybe they're trying to stay healthy because they're trying to avoid hits. But it is tackle football. I don't know. So, I mean, if people think like, oh, why are you hating on Chris Olave? I said, no, I'm not hating on Chris Olave, but he's supposed to be your number one receiver now because Michael Thomas is not here. You can't have the significant drops that he's had. And
but you know who's balling out? Rashid Shaheed.
And we ain't paying him nothing. Rashid,
he ain't paying him much.
Rashid Shaheed, that's a game ball right there. He came to play. He's a guy that wasn't even in training camp. He had 160 all-purpose yards. You look at him as a kick returner, as a punt returner. He averaged 30 yards as a punt returner. He had that long gain, 42. And then he also had a long gain. That's big time in kickoff return when you get a 30-yard return. And then as a receiver, look, he had four targets. He had four catches, average 18 yards a catch, 71 yards. Like Chris Olave, six targets. He caught four of them. Look at Taysom Hill, even the great Taysom Hill. Come on, big-time players, you got to make a play at the end of the game, and then Taysom got to come up with that catch. He had two catches on three targets. So look at the same thing with Jarvis Landry. Come on, don't one-hand catch it. God gave you two hands. Catch the ball with both hands.
You know, this team, obviously, it needs a new coach. It's going to need some player overhaul. It's going to maybe even need some front office rearranging because whether since the John Gilliam return or the 2006 game against Dallas, this fan base has come obviously to expect much, much better. And that also means coming on the radio and facing the music after what happened last night. It's totally unacceptable for no coaches to be on tonight. I don't care if it's a six-day period or a five-day period or whatever. Okay, so it's time for Dennis Lauscher, Mickey Loomis, Miss Gale to go to Dennis Allen, to go to Pete Carmichael and say, hey, thank you for the many years of good service. You did great, okay? You brought us victories in your positions as coordinators. thank you, Dennis Allen, for making a good effort as the head coach, because I think he's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
He really is.
He's a good, but sometimes good guys don't make good head coaches. Okay?
And Big John, Bob said that so many times because one of his really good friends, June Jones, and he was a terrific quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. When he became the head coach, they crapped on him.
No, he would be too. He'd be too nice, and then now he can handle college kids.
Yes,
because they would tell him yes sir, no sir. But like man to man in the pros, man, they would take advantage of you. I'm telling you, it's a special talent that you got to.
Very few people can master.
You got to hold the players' feet to the fire, you know, and you can't be like, oh, well, we're going to get them next time and all that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, you can talk because think about it. The greatest college football coach of our lifetime and maybe any lifetime, Nick Saban, what did he do it with the Dolphins?
He didn't make it. He didn't make it. Steve Spurrier didn't make it.
Steve Spurrier didn't make it.
Didn't make it with the Redskins. Lou Holtz didn't make it with the
Jets.
That's
why when people poo-poo Jim Harbaugh, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh won in the NFL. Now,
and
he had his squabbles with the GM there.
Well,
I get it.
He got to the Super Bowl. He won at the highest level with Stanford.
Now he's in route to maybe be in that championship game this year, probably going up against Georgia. Thanks so much for the call, Big John. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.